On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello. Hello.
How are you? Adjust your microphone. There you go.
Oh. I feel like an old man. That's how I am.
Your poor back.
I know. My back hurts. It's all right. It's my own fault. Tug of war.
Were you playing tug of war?
Yeah, to all the dads out there.
Oh, goodness. Don't do that.
You don't have to win.
No. Let your kids win.
It's okay. Well, no, it wasn't. I was trying to help my kids win, but the other kids and the big dude on the other side, they won. Yeah. That was a couple months ago. Hey, folks, I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03, and it's a fun show. Try to get the world perspective and local perspective on financial matters that affect you and real estate matters that affect you as well. We have great guests today. She'll be joining us shortly, Janae Avalar with Coldwell Banker, friend of the show and a great real estate agent. She's going to be talking about a listing that she's got coming up, as well as a new website, which is going to be really helpful to those people that are interested in new construction, like new home builder.
And there is new construction now in Sonoma County, sort of.
So they say.
Well, we'll find out.
There is. The issue is, of course, that the city of Santa Rosa and the county do make it difficult to get to the finish line on some of these projects. So it'll be interesting to hear what Janae's perspective is on that as well. But hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give us a call. Bay Equity Home Loans, 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, or online at bayequityloans.com. I like to remind people that we're a brick and mortar lender.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between being a brick and mortar lender than an internet lender. We actually do have bricks and mortar at Santa Rosa's office.
There are real bricks there.
So, you know, it's not a metaphor.
It's literal.
It's literal. It's probably the only time you can use the word literally and someone wouldn't be just misusing the word.
Right.
Like, there's literal brick and mortars at the fascia of the building on the corner of 4th and E in Santa Rosa. So Bay Equity Home Loans has local accessibility. I was talking to somebody today, an old client of mine, who's coming around. He, you know, he's shopping. It's a prudent thing to do. But I remind him, I say, hey, we're here. You trust us. He says, that's true. He says, I was on the phone with Quicken and another internet lender, and they wouldn't give me any information. You know, it's like he just didn't feel confident in the conversation where it was headed. So what we like to do is sit down with our clients and meet with them face-to-face. We've got the best technology out there, just as good as any of the internet lenders. Mm-hmm. You can submit all of your documents securely online through our document portal. You can complete your loan application online. We update our clients through the process of the home loan and the realtors all automatically and very efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
But you get this element of face-to-face, right? And working directly with someone local gives you that element. So it's a good reminder to people that, hey, there's internet lenders out there, but sometimes you need that face-to-face connection.
You really do.
It's the biggest financial transaction in most people's lives, financing a home, whether it's a refinance or a purchase. But also on the purchase side, it's also a big transaction. That's why you want to work with somebody who's really skilled and has the ability to guide you through the process of both buying and selling your house.
Mm-hmm.
So we've brought Janae Avalar on. She's with Coldwell Banker. Hey, Janae.
Hi, George.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming back to the show. I didn't scare you off last time.
No, I'm glad to be back.
You do good. Yeah, you're not nervous. You're not cracking knuckles. Some people are just like, they're all over the place.
Right. Careful with your back there.
She's cool as a cucumber. I know. My back's jacked. Hey, so anyways, you're a third generation native in Sonoma County, and you have a family of a 7-year-old son.
I do.
That's great. And I went to Santa Rosa High. And so you started in real estate back in 04.
Yep, I started.
And you stayed through the whole time, and you've become really a leader in the industry. And you've got this website you wanted to talk about, and I think it's a good intro to our conversation. Tell me what you're launching.
So I'm launching my website, NorthBayNewHomeSource.com, and it's a resource for people who are looking to purchase new home construction.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy at dirt level and you watch your home be built, and you want to get on that first or second release, get the best price point. So I have this website. You can go on there. There's a couple coming up in Rincon Valley that haven't gone public yet. They're selling already. And I get my clients on that interest list. I negotiate on their behalf. And for people that are sick of the lack of inventory and being outbid, when you get into a new home community, you know, you get on the list, you purchase. It's easier. You have the 10-year you know, structural warranty. You don't have to worry about any surprises down the road, like with an existing home. So this website will show you why buying new is better and also show you all the coming soon neighborhoods.
Right. So NorthBayNewHomeSource.com. We're going to have a link. It might be up already. Deb, let's put that up. NorthBayNewHomeSource.com is on the Facebook page for Bay Equity.
I'll add it to the podcast that'd too be when, great. When we upload this.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I like the idea of this because so many people, well, let me step back. When you search for a home on the internet using Google, you're going to get umpteen trillion results.
Right.
You know that's a real number?
Is it?
Yeah.
Umpteen
Google
trillion.
It.
Okay.
So you're going to get umpteen trillion results of MLS websites. And all those websites basically are aggregating their data from the same source, which is an MLS feed. Sounds to me like you're putting some brains behind this with these new home developments. Yeah. Where are you getting your data from?
So I track them from when they pull their permits with the city and county.
Ooh.
And so I stay
look
in
you,
touch.
Like a ninja.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, working for builders, I know it takes a couple years for things to get through.
Yeah.
And on what you mentioned earlier about Sonoma County and how difficult it has been in the past to build, they're lifting a lot of that red tape now. Mm. So the two communities that I talked about, they have some June and July move-in dates. Uh-huh. On communities that haven't even gone public for sale.
Yeah.
So they're moving forward quicker and quicker. It's becoming easier. I think they understand the lack of inventory and they're lifting that red tape.
I think there's a couple important steps to mention though, right? So let's say they want to work with a real estate agent like yourself. They have to register you and go see the home with you, which I think there's some advantages to go with somebody instead of just being sold by the on-site agent, right?
Right. A lot of clients will think, well, there's a salesperson there. Can't I just use them? And the answer is no. They represent the builder's best interest, right?
Right.
So not only can you have me negotiate on your behalf, I know what you can and can't negotiate, help to decide where to spend your money wisely, but also they pay me. So it's a free service to them,
right?
To help get more for their money.
So it doesn't cost the buyer anymore to use you. It's not like the builder saying, well, we got to pay your agent, so we're going to jack up the price. Because the builder is just going to pay somebody to represent.
Right.
And
prices are set.
And we call it broker cooperation, right? So essentially, it's treated just like any other transaction from that perspective.
It is. And I'll attend your walkthroughs and make sure that all the electrical upgrades or things that you got are actually in the places that you put on the diagram and do all those things that maybe a first-time buyer might not know or investor.
Yeah.
If you're just doing an investment, you don't have time to do your walkthrough. I can do the walkthrough for you.
Let's talk about the lending side because you obviously have experience with most buyers buying new homes. They have finance. And the builder always has a preferred lender and they steer the buyers to their preferred lender. But is that a requirement?
No, it's not. And that's the other reason you want to have someone represent you is because they'll try to get you to use their lender and they'll attach incentives to that. And so I'm able to let you use your lender that you're comfortable with. You know, I use Frank PV here at Bay Equity. And
yeah.
He does a great job with all my clients.
Yeah.
And I can still negotiate those same incentives
right.
for you.
Yeah, because you know what the incentives that the preferred lender is offering, they really have nothing to do with the builder.
Oh.
The builder, I understand it because we work with builders too. The builder wants to just have confidence that the transaction is going to close, especially when they tie up the sale for what, 4, 5, 6 months sometimes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we understand that. But fortunately, we've got a good name in town and people know us at Bay Equity and they'll treat our financing just as good as the builder's preferred lender. In fact, sometimes the preferred lenders are out of state. They're not even local lenders. They just have like this little satellite office.
Right, right.
So you've also got a listing coming up, right? And is this, are we giving out the address yet?
We are. We're
okay.
Going to go live on Friday.
We're going live on Friday, but if people want to see it before, can they call you directly?
Yes.
What number should they call you at?
707-548-1501.
So call 548-1501 if you want to speak with Janae Avalar of Coldwell Banker. She's my guest right now. She's going to tell us about this property coming up, but you can get a sneak peek before it hits the market. Mm-hmm. So tell us about it.
All right. So this property is located on Rusty Drive off of Fulton. It's a delicious 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1755 square foot, and its price tag is $519,000.
Do all the homes have sort of an orange reddish hue to them?
No. Are they rusty?
Rusty Drive.
No, they're not
those
rusty.
Those are terrible, terrible.
That wasn't good at all.
No. So this home has a beautiful lot. It's a single story. Mm-hmm. It's almost 7,000 square foot lot.
Earth tones? Wow. Maybe just nice earth tones.
Just let it go.
Iron, oxidized iron.
Pristine landscaping, single story, updated bathrooms with granite countertops. So,
wow. 519 is actually a low price. Let's face it, right? I mean, median home prices have just been shooting up.
Right. And I sold the home next door. So it's a real quiet neighborhood. Mm-hmm. There's a huge park. Live Oak Park is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And so it is definitely.
I bet there's live oaks, though, in the park.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm good with that.
Right.
So, yeah, so if you want more information or if you'd like a sneak peek before it goes on to the MLS, mm-hmm. Give me a call at 707-548-1501.
So 548-1501, Janae Avalar with Coldwell Banker. So people can also, of course, list their house with you. We're talking about buying new properties and buying homes with you as an agent, but you also help people list. And when you're looking at offers that come in, and like this one here that you're listing, it's a competitive world. What are some of the main features of an offer that stand out for a buyer to get maybe their offer looked at the top of the pile?
Yeah, so when I go over offers with my sellers, we want to make sure that the lender is, we have a pre-qualification letter. We mm-hmm. can call that lender. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, some online company or in the Midwest somewhere.
Right. So you don't like to see the internet pre-approvals?
No, and sellers don't either.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know.
Lack of confidence.
Yeah, and Sonoma County has their own rules and their own little restrictions right. that someone from Idaho is not going to really know. And yeah. so things can fall apart at the last minute when you use, you know.
Especially unique property features that we have out here. Uh-huh. You know, we use at Bay Equity, we use local appraisers. They all like live and work in the same like radius. I think it's a 20-mile radius or something. So we have our own panel of appraisers, and that's important.
It is.
Because, you know, you don't want someone coming out from Sacramento to appraise Santa Rosa property.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They wouldn't understand our market. So.
Well, good. Well, so that listing is it's $519,000. It's at 446 Rusty Drive in Santa Rosa over near Fulton and Darla. Go check out NorthBayNewHomeSource.com. NorthBayNewHomeSource.com. I need to slow down. And also, give Janae Avalar a call if you want to work with a really great agent. We've worked together on several transactions, and she's really good at what she does. 548-1501. Janae, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, George.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
I'm Joe Pags. From politics to entertainment to life lessons, it's a different brand of talk. The Joe Pags Show, new, 6 to 9 p.m. weeknights on KSRO.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us today. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give us a call and we can help you explore your options. Bay Equity Home Loans. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I don't want to forget to remind folks that if you know anybody that's in mortgage lending, like a loan officer or works for a broker, and they're looking for a new career, Bay Equity's hiring. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple great office locations in Roner Park, Petaluma, Santa Rosa. And we're waiting, or not waiting, we're looking actively to find people to come fill some seats for us. So give us a call at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. Ask for Lori. She'll give you a confidential interview. She won't even tell me about it if you don't want her to. I mean, I'd like to meet you, but that's okay. So anyways, give us a call. We'll set up that time. Hey, you know, I've had this commercial running for some time, and it doesn't seem to ever really sunset, the issue of having an adjustable rate mortgage and your interest rates rising.
Right.
It's happened. It's a foregone conclusion. The prime is raising interest rates. And as they do raise interest rates, it will eventually have an impact on the consumer market, lending market, notably credit cards, mm-hmm. auto loans, and also home equity line of credits. So if you've got a second or home equity line of credit, and you got that sometime in the last, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years or longer, it's going to change. That's because the home equity line of credit is based on a formula that's calculated on the, typically it's calculated the prime rate. So when the prime goes up, you have a margin on top of it, so your payment goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got that nice cool rate of 3.25, prime minus a quarter or prime, and now it's gone up twice and it's going to go up again, you're going to see your payments rise.
How much could they go up?
Well, that's the thing. These incremental changes aren't huge. I don't want people to hit the panic button. It's really probably not that big of a deal if your rate rises even 1%
mm-hmm.
on a second, because you're not borrowing a lot of money. Most people don't have huge seconds. Here's the problem. If it also converts to a 20-year amortization, that's the pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pain point. So if you have a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, that started off as a 10-year interest only, and then it changes to a 20-year amortization, and we're in a rising interest rate environment, your payment will double.
Oh,
it will. And I'm not fear-mongering here. Go do the math.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great free calculator at bayequityloans.com. And you can get an idea of what a 20-year loan at your interest rate, just put all that in there, and it'll tell you what your new payment is. You can also call your lender and ask them, hey, is my loan going to adjust soon?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you what the new payment is. I can also do it for you. So you can call us at Bay Equity at 583-8100. Bay Equity at 583-8100. And we'll help you figure out what your new payment's going to look like. But you know what else we'll do?
What?
Give you some options.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it together and go, hopefully, you have some equity that you've gained. And through that equity gain, we can put you into a new first 30-year fixed or a 20-year fixed or something that's more manageable mm-hmm. than what's going to happen to that second where they're going to force you to pay it off in 20 years. I mean, it's really, the math on it is crazy. The other problem that folks are experiencing right now is if they got like a 7-year ARM 7 years ago, because that's when people were doing that, mm-hmm. or a 5-year ARM, and they've been coasting and waiting and watching the market, their ARMs are going up. I've got an ARM. I've had it on an investment property for 11 years. It was a 5-year adjustable, and when interest rates went crazy and changed, I started saving money because my ARM went down. It went mm-hmm. down from 5.75 down to like 3.5 on its first adjustment.
Wow.
And it just kind of chilled there for a while until now.
Right.
I just got the letter in the mail yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going up 3/8.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's going up about $70 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's manageable, but that affects the cash flow on the investment property.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an okay rate, but it won't continue to be an okay rate. So if you have an ARM and you've been benefiting from the Federal Reserve's policy on suppressing interest rates, that policy is changing. So your ARMs are going to start changing. So a couple dynamics in the marketplace that people really have to make sure they're understanding is mm-hmm. if their loans are going from an interest-only period to a fixed amortization period, these are their existing loans, their payments are going to shoot up. And if they have an adjustable rate mortgage now on a first or a second, rates are going up. So this is the opportune time to still catch rates while they're in the low to mid fours, so kind of on average. Lock it in for 30 years, refinance it. It's also a good time to look at taking equity out, right? And we talk about this.
Yeah.
You've got to pull the equity out and pay off your consumer debt. If you're sitting on $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in consumer debt, I'm talking about your Macy's cards and your Capital One cards and your Citi and Chase cards,
mm-hmm.
you're paying interest at 15 to 30% on those cards. I can put it into a mortgage loan at mid fours, maybe low fours, 30-year fixed, paying your principal down. The interest is tax deductible in most cases. And the payment difference is outstanding. So $10,000 on a mortgage is like $50 a month. credit cards, 300.
Oh, right, yeah.
350, mm-hmm. 400. And if you got caught up in one of those, what do they call it, lending club, or what other ones are out there? There's all these consumer loans. They're all up to like $35,000, and they look really good on paper until you start to see that payment.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it. I know a guy that just paid for his wedding with two of them.
Oh, my goodness.
$30,000 really? Worth out of two of them. Like $1,100 a month he's paying.
Wow.
So but he doesn't have a house. You know, it's nothing else he can do except just pay that down, mm-hmm. you know. So the key here is let's sit down. Let's review some strategies that help you absorb all that consumer debt that you've used. And let's put it into the mortgage. We also can put you into a new home equity line of credit. And that's another thing I'd like to talk about today. So home equity line of credits, people kind of like, they make the cross. I don't want a second. Mm-hmm. I don't want a variable loan. They're not bad. There's a place for them if it fits your budget and it fits your goals. So at Bay Equity, what we'll do is we'll put a first loan on that's 30-year fixed. And then we can put a second on that goes all the way up to 90% of the value of the home. And we're one of the few lenders. You won't find a local bank that I know of in Sonoma County that will make a loan with a second line of credit up to 90%. I have not seen one. But Bay Equity will. So we will do it in partnership with another bank that is going to follow our appraisal. They're going to follow our approval. They're going to work with us to make sure that it meets their underwriting guidelines. And of course, there are some minimum thresholds you have to have. You have to have good credit. You have to have good income. But what a great way to pay off consumer debt using equity in your house. You know, so there's these strategies that we see and we work with all the time. And, you know, look, it requires a creative spin. You can't just, you know, go online to Quicken Loans or Cash Call or one of these internet lenders and go, oh, here's my information. And
they won't.
They're going to lock you in to a specific type of transaction that's all they offer. Mm-hmm. But at Bay Equity, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at all the parameters. And what do I call them? I call them the three C's, mm-hmm. right? We'll look at your credit. We're going to look at your collateral, which is your property. And we're going to look at your capacity, which is your ability to make the payment. And we're going to put you into an affordable loan.
Right. You don't want someone to be, you know, uncomfortable with their payments. They need to be able to do it.
I talked to a gentleman today. I said, you know, I filled in some different information on the loan application. And I said, now let's address the first and most important question. How much do you want to spend every month on your mortgage? Mm-hmm. Most lenders don't ask that question. They just tell you what you qualify for. But I actually want to get into it with you because I want to figure out what you're comfortable with.
Right.
Because you're the one cutting the check every month. And I don't want to set you up to fail. Mm-mm. And just because I tell you qualify for a $3,000 payment, you might only feel comfortable with a $2,500 payment. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. What will that get you? Sonoma County, $2,500 payment. Not going to get you a lot, let's be frank. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe you will push your threshold if you know you're going to get some tax benefits. If you know that you're getting a home that you won't ever be evicted out of because you're owning the home, right? So we work through those together. And then we basically test the strategies. I actually put together a spreadsheet, and I'll show you each one. You know, column A, column B, column C. And I'll say, look, if you buy a house for $400,000 and you put down 5%, here's your payment. Buy a house for $450,000. Here's your payment. $500,000. Here's your payment. And it's pretty amazing, actually, how far your money will go. For every $100,000 you borrow at today's interest rates, folks can expect to see about $500 a month.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Test the math.
Right. Yeah.
And then you got taxes and insurance as well on top of that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to impound it, that means include it with your payment. Then you got to add that in. If you're going to pay it yourself, okay. There are provisions on that. You can't always just choose. It depends on the loan program. But it's one of the key factors I give to my realtor partners. I say, hey, for every $100,000 they want to buy, tell them they need to spend about $500 without the taxes and insurance to $650 or so with the taxes mm-hmm. and insurance. And you can test the math. It works. It's really nice. But it's also kind of a eye-opener for folks because they're like, I want to spend $2,000 a month because that's my rent. Like, well, the market's risen. You may need a roommate.
Right.
Because that extra $100,000 might need to be covered by your room renter. You know, but look, there's a lot of fluctuations that affect how much you're going to spend every month. But again, that's just part of what we review. So I'll do it with folks that are interested in refinancing, and I do it with folks that are interested in buying. And I'll do a projection based on where your loan is headed. As I was talking about earlier, let's say you have a home equity line of credit or an ARM, and you want to know what it looks like to get a new loan compared to where that loan's headed. I'll do the same spreadsheet. Let's sit down, let's put them next to each other, and let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at what your affordability is. Sometimes I tell them to sell their house.
Really?
Yeah.
If you've that got makes an more arm, sense. Sure, yeah.
If you've got an ARM and you've been custom to having a payment at 3.5% and that ARM's going up to 4.25, and your debt-to-income ratio is going to exceed 45 or 50, that means you don't have a lot of money left over. Like my grandfather always said, you want to eat ice cream on Sundays. You can only do that if you've got enough money in the bank. And so sometimes I just say, it's time to look at selling your house. And that's just an honest answer too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So while we like to encourage home ownership, sometimes it's just, you can't afford it. And that's part of the discussion. The one thing I will never do is try and put somebody into a house that they just can't afford, or keep them in a house they can't afford. People's circumstances change, mm-hmm. especially retirees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks that have overextended themselves and retiring, sometimes it's hard to afford that $2,000 payment. So we got to look at it. I'm an honest guy. I want to take an honest look at it.
That's good. Right, honest Michelle. George.
Honest George. Oh, geez. All right, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon 03. Check us out online at bayequityloans.com or go to facebook.com/bayequityloans. See ya.